Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered round him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one."
Yes, this will be shorter as well, as the whole service today is shorter. In our passage, Jesus is using the idea of being a shepherd and those who follow him as being like sheep, who he'll keep safe and even lay down his life for. In verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Let's think about these words for a moment. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. The context is that although Jesus is apparently being asked to state if he really is the Messiah, those asking are not particularly interested in following him. So Jesus replies something of a rebuke, that is, if they were his sheep, they'd hear his voice, his teachings, and what was being prophesied about him for what it is. Studying the Bible, praying, and asking the Holy Spirit to guide us are all ways we can hear God's voice in our lives today. Then there's the second half of the sentence. I know them, and they follow me. In other words, Jesus already knows us. He's God. It's not that he gets to know us and maybe decides to put in the effort to get to know us because we decide to follow him. It's not, "Oh, hello, I'm Jesus. Who are you?" "Oh, hello, Jesus. I'm Jevon. I've decided to follow you." "That's great, Jevon. How do you spell that? Anyway, I look forward to getting to know you now you're following me. Must book in a proper get-to-know-you session soon. Cheerio." Nor is it a case of while we follow him month by month, year by year, him gradually working out how best to teach us or what we really need to thrive in life. No, Jesus already knows us and exactly what we need. Jesus is the important bit of this sentence. Jesus knows us and we follow him. It's only in preparing this that I've really heard these words as they're written. I'd always thought the wording a bit clunky. I'd wondered why it didn't say, "I know them and they know me." But that's not what is meant, because that would suggest parity, that we could fully know God, which as mere human beings isn't possible. So Jesus knows each of us. He really does know us. And it's not that he's about to find out all the bad stuff about us if we let our guard down, or that he doesn't know about our past. He knows us. We are known by Jesus. And it's because we're known fully, completely, that we're freed to follow Jesus without fear. I think we can get used to the idea that people might like us or even love us, and yet be stuck in a feeling of, if they really got to know us, they perhaps wouldn't like us, let alone love us. Yet Jesus knows us and loves us and died to save us. And the next bit of the passage is so reassuring and affirming. It says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. That's clear, isn't it? No one will snatch us from Jesus' hand, nor God the Father's. So as individuals and as a church, things won't always be easy, and yet whatever happens to us, nothing will snatch us from God's hand. In the APCM, we'll be reflecting on what we've been doing as a church over the last 12 months. And as the coming months perhaps feel slightly uncertain as we look to appoint a new vicar, let's remind ourselves that we're set free by our Saviour, who knows us and loves us. And we're set free to show God's love to everyone and anyone in this community and everywhere we go.